Hi guys, I'm Phoenix Gray, creator of Lewd Dungeon Adventures, and today I'm going to talk about accepting that not everybody likes tabletop RPGs. I know that's hard to hear, but the fact of the matter is that it's just not going to be for some people. Tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, and Call of Cthulhu have surged in popularity in recent years. With this rise, there's been a push within enthusiast communities to share the unique joys of tabletop RPGs with a wider audience. However, it's important to recognize and accept that not everyone will be drawn to these games, and that's perfectly okay. Tabletop RPGs offer a distinct blend of social interaction, storytelling, and strategy. They encourage imagination, problem-solving, and teamwork. For many players, tabletop RPGs are an avenue for creative expression and an opportunity to explore different personas in a fictional setting. The collaborative nature of these games can lead to deep bonds among players as they share in each other's triumphs and setbacks. Moreover, tabletop RPGs can be a healthy escape from the stress of daily life, allowing players to immerse themselves in a world of fantasy or adventure. Just as with any form of entertainment or hobby, tastes vary greatly among individuals. Some people may not find the idea of role-playing or the fantasy and sci-fi genres appealing. Others might prefer hobbies that are less time-consuming or that don't require a group commitment. There are also those who might not enjoy the level of imagination and suspension of disbelief that tabletop RPGs often require. I've actually encountered people in, like, all of these varieties of things. One of the last people I dated, he didn't have that great of an imagination, so the idea of having to come up with all these things in his head to play just didn't appeal to him. It's also worth noting that the social aspect of tabletop RPGs, while a draw for many, can be a deterrent for others. The thought of acting out a character or speaking in front of a group can be intimidating. People with social anxieties or introverted personalities may find this aspect of tabletop RPGs stressful rather than enjoyable. Here are some ways to accept and respect others' disinterests in tabletop RPGs, as hard as I know that may sound. First and foremost, don't take it personally. When someone expresses disinterest in tabletop RPGs, it's not a personal reflection on those who enjoy them. Tastes are subjective, and what enthralls one person may bore another. Avoid being pushy. Enthusiasm can sometimes come off as pushiness. It's great to share your interests, but it's also important to recognize when someone isn't keen on participating. Continual pressure can lead to discomfort and strain relationships. Also, forcing someone to play a game they don't want to play can lead to a deeper dislike or even a resentment for that game. It's best to just accept that the person isn't interested and move on. Offer a taste, not a feast. I've covered this in a previous show, but if someone shows a slight interest, consider introducing them to tabletop RPGs through one-shot games or by inviting them to observe a session. This can give them a sense of the game without the pressure of long-term commitment. I am a big fan of the one-shot for first-time players because it gives a player the opportunity to experience a full game, a start, a conclusion, and make them feel like they're actually a part of a full adventure, and gives them an idea of what something bigger would be like without them having to feel like they're just stuck in a campaign and have to come and participate week after week after week. In conclusion, tabletop RPGs have a passionate following, yet they're not for everyone, and that's a natural part of human diversity. Not everybody is going to be into everything. That's just the way people are as a species. That's it for today. I hope you have a great day, night, or whatever time it is when you're listening to this.